ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ పర్పట్ బాసిలా ప్రభుపాద్ శిలా ప్రభుపాద్ కి మై ఒబేసెన్సీస్ ఆర్ అన్ టు యూ. యూ ఆర్ హూ ఆర్ ద ప్రాపర్టీ ఆఫ్ ద మెటీరియలీ ఎంపవరిస్ట్. యూ హ్యావ్ నథింగ్ టు డూ విత్ ద యాక్షన్స్ అండ్ రియాక్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద మెటీరియల్ మోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ నేచర్. యూ ఆర్ సెల్ఫ్ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ యూ ఆర్ ద మోస్ట్ జెంటల్ అండ్ ఆర్ మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ ద మోనిస్ట్. పర్పట్ A living being is finished as soon as there is nothing to possess. Therefore, a living being cannot be, in the real sense, in term, a renouncer. A living being renounces something for gaining something more valuable. A student sacrifices his childish proactivities to gain better education. A servant gives up his job for a better job. Similarly, a devotee renounces the material world not for nothing, but for something tangible in spiritual value. Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, and others give up their worldly pomp and prosperity for the sake of the service of the Lord. They were big men in the worldly sense. The Goswamis were ministers in the government service of Bengal. And Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was the son of a big Jamindar of his time. But they left everything to gain something superior to what they previously possessed. The devotees are generally without material prosperity. But they are very secret treasure house in the lotus feet of the Lord. There is a nice story about Srila Sanatan Goswami. He had a touchstone, and this stone was left in a pile of refuse. A needy man took it, but later on wondered why the valuable stone was kept in such a neglected place. He therefore asked Sanatan for the most valuable thing, and then he was given the holy name of the Lord. Ankinchan means one who has nothing to give materially. Effectual devotee or Mahatma does not give anything material to anyone because he has already left all material assets. He can, however, deliver the supreme asset, namely the personality of Godhead, because he is the only property of perfectual devotee. The touchstone of Sanatan Goswami, which was thrown in the rubbish, was not the property of the Goswami. Otherwise, it would not have been kept in such a place. This specific example is given for the neophyte devotees, just to convince them that the material hankerings and spiritual advancement go ill together. Unless one is able to see everything as spiritual in relation with the Supreme Lord, one must always distinguish between spirit and matter. A spiritual master like Srila Sanatan Goswami, although personally able to see everything as spiritual, set this example for us only because we have to search spiritual vision. We have no spiritual vision. Advancement of material vision or material civilization is a great stumbling block for spiritual advancement. Such material advancement entangles the living being in the bondage of material body, followed by all sorts of material miseries. Such material advancement is called anartha, or things not wanted. Actually, this is so. In the present context of material advancement, one uses lipstick at a cost of 50 cents. And there are many unwanted things, which are all products of the material conception of life. By diverting attention to so many unwanted things, human energy is spoiled without achievement of spiritual realization. The prime necessity of human life, the attempt to reach the moon, is another example of spiritual energy. Because even if the man is rich, the problem of life will not be resolved. The devotees of the Lord are called Akinchan because they have practically no material assets. Such material assets are all products of three modes of material nature. They foil spiritual energy, and thus, the less we possess such products of material nature, the more we have a good chance of spiritual progress. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has no direct connection with the material activities. All his acts and deeds which are exhibited even in this material world are spiritual and without affection for the modes of material nature. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that all his acts, even his appearance and disappearance, in and out of the material world, are transcendental. And one who knows this perfectly shall not take his birth again in this material world, but will go back to Godhead. The material disease is due to hankering after and lording it over material nature. This hankering is due to an interaction of the three modes of nature, and neither the Lord nor the devotee have attachment for such false enjoyment. Therefore, the Lord and the devotees are called Nivritta Gunavritti. The perfect Nivritta Gunavritti is the Supreme Lord, because he never becomes attracted by the modes of material nature, whereas the living beings have such a tendency. Some of them are entrapped by the illusory attraction of the material nature. Because the Lord is the property of the devotee, and the devotees are the property of the Lord reciprocally, the devotees are certainly transcendental to the modes of material nature. That is a natural conclusion. Such unalloyed devotees are distinct from the mixed devotees who approach the Lord for mitigation of miseries and poverty, or because of inquisitiveness and speculation. The unalloyed devotees and the Lord are transcendentally attached to one another. For others, the Lord has nothing to reciprocate, and therefore he is called Atmaram, self-satisfied. Self-satisfied as he is the master of the monists who seek to merge into the existence of the Lord. Such monists merge within the personal effulgence of the Lord, called the Brahma Jyoti. But the devotees enter into the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, which are never to be misunderstood as material. Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakya Chakshurun Militamena Tasme Sri Gurve Namaham Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yudhapata Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavacham Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padana Sahagana Lita Sri Visakat Vinashyam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Deen Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhavaja Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Very nice sloka, long purport and translation, but very nice. He says, Nama Akinchana Vittaya Nivrutta Gruna Vruttaye Atma Aramaya Santaya Kaivalya Patiye Namaha. So after the 18 days of battlefield of Kurukshetra war, Lord Krishna was returning to his capital city, Dwarika. There Kunti approached Lord Krishna and started doing these prayers, very nice prayers. And it's recorded in Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is not ordinary granth. So it's recorded in the Bhagavatam, that means must be some inside it. So Kunti Devi says, Nama Akinchana Vittaya to Lord Krishna. Akinchana Vittaya means one who is not possessing material prosperity, material money, wealth, gold, jewel, whatever. They like for them. Krishna, you are for them. Nivrutta Gruna Vruttaye. Nivrut means retire. Usually in the retired life, all over the world, what people do? They enjoy the senses. But here it doesn't mean Nivritta Gurute, Lord Krishna never does like that. Or Krishna's devotee also. When they retire, what they do? They visit the holy places. Or visit the devotees' houses, preaching in the society. That is called Nivrut. Usually Nivrut means retire. Or mode of material nature, you know, Nivrut from Dhampan. And then Atma Aramaya Santaya. Atma means self-satisfied. Atma Aram, self-satisfied. He don't care for the any world luxury or anything. Shantaya means very, very gentle. So here if you explain, and then Kaivalya Patinamo means monist. They don't believe in Paramatma, just Atma form, one. So he says, Nama Akinchana Vitaya, my dear Lord Krishna. Anvichaya means one who has lost everything of material possession. So sometime people are born in a poor family. That's why they are poor, right? Sometime they were rich, but because of the accident or whatever, because of the silly mistake, they lost everything. And there are some people who honestly by free will retire everything, by their free will. And the example is six Goswamis. Srila Rupasa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhakti Goswami, Jiva Goswami. Last Sunday, Sutta Prabhupada said that Raghunath Das Goswami, he was not ordinary, like millionaire's son. And still he renounced everything. Usually millionaire, they want to collect more and more, they want to become billionaire. But here the Sutta Prabhu gave example in last week Sunday, that Raghunath Das Goswami is a millionaire son, landlord, jamindar, lot of land his father had. But still he left everything. Why? To set an example in the society. It's a nice sloka. He says, Tyaktva tunam asesa mandalapati, Srenim sadatu chavat, Bhutva dina ganesako, Karunya, Kaupin kantasuto, Gopi bhavar samrutam dilahari, Kalola magno muhuram, Vande rupa sanatano, Raguyugo, Sri Jiva Gopalako. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely, Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatan Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, and Srila Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatt Goswami, who kicked out all the association of the aristocratic by insignificant in order to deliver the poor conditioned souls. They accepted loin cloths. Therefore, as a mendicants, but they are always merge into the ecstatic ocean of the gopis' love for Krishna and bath always and repeatedly in the waves of ocean, of that ocean, love ocean, love for the gopis. Then in the whole world there is no one has love more than gopis than Krishna. Gopis' love are the best one. Even now, after 5,000 years ago, people remember gopis. Wow, because of their innocent love for Krishna. Very nice. The Goswami's bhav was that they used to love under one tree, just one night under one tree. And they were big officer in the government job. Nawab Hussain Shah, they had a big post they had. They left everything by the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? For the suffering humanity. Otherwise they didn't wanted anything from anyone. They were like Atmaram. They didn't want anything. But because of the suffering humanity, they left everything. And then one day what happened, Kunti prayers here, but one day what happened, Yudhishthira Maharaj asked Lord Krishna, then my dear Krishna, we are fully depend on you, right? We fully surrender to you. Then why all the difficulties come on? Our kingdom is taken away by force to someone. Our wife Draupadi was insulted. And then you name it, we were attempted to kill like live, burning live in a Selik house. And so many names, so many difficulty after difficulty. Why? We were simply dependent on you. And Krishna gave a nice answer. Krishna said, if you want to become devotee, then prepare yourself. Don't be scared. He said, Yeshyaham anugrahanami harishye dadhanam sande tato dhanam tyajanti yasyasvajana dukha dukhitam. He said, my dear Krishna, Lord, say, if I especially favor someone, I gradually deprive him or her of his wealth, then the relatives and friends of such a poverty-stricken man abandoned him In the way, he surrenders one district, he suffers one district after another. See, when you become a devotee, actually it's very hard. Sometimes people claim that it's very easy to become devotee. You people, what you do is just go in the street, chant Hare Krishna, eat prasadam and jump. That's all you do. But it's not like that. Devotees sometimes, usually devotees are poor as well. But on the other hand, if you read, you know, Krishna is not that main pull. But because you want to progress spiritually, that's why Krishna takes away something. But on the other hand, Srila Prabhupada said there's nothing shortage in the devotee's life. Everything is available. You know, Srila Vyasadeva especially wrote 18 Puran. And in one of the Puran, he says, it's called Bhavishyotar Puran. 18 Puran, out of one of the Puran, is called Bhavishyotar Puran. There's 170 shloka in that Puran. Right? And Srila Vyasadeva, he was incarnation of Krishna. He wrote this one. Right? So he says, 170 out of 170 shloka, number 23 shlokas, where Lord Krishna says, Tri Sanjam Archayata Surya, Samed Bhaktya, Smared Bhaktya Tuya Naraha, Nasya Pasyati Daridram, Janma Janma Chi, chi Janma Janmani Arjuna, Charjuna. Lord Krishna told Arjuna, this is not Bhagavad Gita by the way, right? This is Bhavishyata Puran. Tri Sanjam Archayata Surya, Smared Bhaktya Tuya Naraha, Nasya Pasyati Daridram, Janma Janmani Charjuna. Dear Arjuna, who worship the sun with love and devotion, pay the obeisances, never suffers from poverty. It's contradiction actually, when you become devotee. But on the other hand, because you need some Lakshmi to worship, if you want to worship Lakshmi Narayan or Govardhan Pida, you need nice, beautiful flowers, nice fruit, first class flower, fruit. So you need just basic necessity. And that is Krishna giving the idea. That as a devotee, you don't have to suffer. You get this knowledge. And by the knowledge, cut the weapon of ignorance. And when you cut the ignorance, then you involve, even if you become rich, you don't use Lakshmi for sense gratification. You use that Lakshmi for the other devotee who are suffering, or for the Krishna's worship. Or if you are more rich, you build a nice temple, Radha Krishna temple, Lakshmi Narayan temple, Sitaram temple, like that. You don't use for your sense gratification. Srila Prabhupada said, Lakshmi is not bad, it's good. Unless if used for Krishna. Otherwise, everything is bad in the material world. Everything is bad in the material world. You name it. Badra, Badra, everything is inauspicious. But when you use for Krishna, that becomes Badra, auspicious. And it says, Nivrutta Gunavruttaye. Here, second verse is Nivrutta Gunavruttaye. I explained slowly. Nivrutta Gunavruttaye is completely Nivrutta, retire. Attachment for false enjoyment is finished. Lord and devotee has no attachment for false enjoyment. Usually in the material world, when people retire, nivrut means retire, either government job or businessman, a certain time they retire. But in the like in the politics or even businessmen, sometimes they don't retire. They keep holding it until the last minute come. And that you might have experienced, especially in the politics. Even the guy can't speak properly. He can't leave the post. He loved his nation so much. I wish he'll develop that love for Krishna. Just imagine what happened. But because of illusion, because of mode of passion, goodness, ignorance, that's why my country, my nation, my family, my wife, my children, and carry on and on and on and on. Because of the three guna, mode of goodness, mode of passion, or mode of ignorance. So when you become a devotee, then in devotee life what happens? Nivrutta Gunavruti. Lord and devotees has no attachment for false enjoyment. That doesn't mean you don't enjoy. You enjoy, but everything with Krishna or Krishna's friend. You enjoy everything like talking, joking, with devotee or the devotee. Everything about Krishna, nothing else. That is called, for the devotee, that is called attachment. Other people waste so much time. So much different games and sports and especially internet. Little children, 5 years children, spend 2,000 or 3,000 on the internet. Okay, that's good. As if you is for spiritual movement, then it's good, no doubt. But if you is in the wrong way, then there is side effect. Everything, if you eat too much, side effect. If you eat less, side effect. So same way, if you use the laptop or computer so much time, especially children, and they don't learn anything. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Prabhupada says, this is the real life for the devotee or devotee children. If they learn something, then that is the aim of human form of life. Otherwise, even if when you become a retired, whole life you work for like a donkey. And when you retire, even then you want to work part-time business or something. That is not, it is the not aim of human form of life. Human form of life is different. No attachment for falsely enjoyment, for material advancement or whatever you call it. Atma Ramaya. Atma Ramayana means self-satisfied. So Krishna always self-satisfied and is powerful. He can do anything he like. He just we have to develop the faith for Krishna. Then Atma Ram, he is satisfied, and when he become a devotee, he also satisfied. Krishna in Prabhupada explained in details that Bhagavad Gita 4:9 that Janma Karma Chame Devyam. Who knows this sloka? Janma Karma Chame Devyam. Tekta. Loudly, can I say loudly? Janma Karma Chame Devyam. Yoma Viveti Tatvataham. Tekta Deham Punarjanma. Naiti Mameti So Arjuna. He said, my dear Krishna, one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and the activities, does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in the material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. So once you understand Krishna's activity and body, right? That's Kunti Devi prayer that you are Anki Chanvitaya, you are this and that. So Devi, devotee, they understand all these things. Ordinary devotee don't understand. They think Krishna or Ram was just big personality. They have more power, like, you know, other than ordinary men. Even in India now, some people, some big politicians, they don't accept Ram as Krishna or God. What a misfortune of India. Ram and Krishna was born in India, land bhumi of India, and still they aren't ready to accept it. Deny all the time. For so many years denying. I don't know what after that what will happen to them. You know? But there is planet, hell is planet waiting for them. If they don't believe Ramakrishna or Allah or Jesus, the hell is planet is waiting for them. If they don't, this human form of life come after 8,400,000 species of life. Very, very rare chance. And if you miss it again, because of false ego, because of ignorance, passion, ignorance, and then again go back. Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi Dukha Dosanu Darsanam. Again go back. By becoming devotee, you become Atmaram. You have no worry. You just surrender to Krishna and Krishna will look after you. And Krishna is looking after so many devotees all over the world, so many ISKCON temple all over the world. Who look after them? Devotee don't go to work outside. Still you have nice breakfast, lunch, dinner. Nothing is missing in devotee's life. So that is called Atma Ramayana. Devotee is always self-satisfied. They know that I surrendered my life to Krishna and have full guarantee, full faith in Krishna that Krishna will look after me. Krishna will look after me. That is firm faith. Adho Sraddha Tatha Sadhu Sangha Tatha Bhajan Kriya Tatha Anartha Nivruti Syat. It's one by one. In the beginning, faith, develop the faith. Tatha Sadhu Sangha, association, the devotee of the association. Bhajan Kriya. For us, bhajan kriya means chanting the holy name of the Lord, which is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Anywhere you can chant this mantra. Sisi Radha Gokula Nanda ki, Sisi Taram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Sisi Giri Govardhan ki, Sila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanandi. Hare Ribo. Shantaya. Shantaya is very, very clever word. Gentle. Gentle, like, you know, especially in India, they don't say gentleman. Here, usually in Western world, they always say gentleman. Because of the suit and tie, whatever, you know. Gentleman, that is not gentleman, actually. Gentleman means very noble, umda, pious. He don't involve in the sinful activity. That is called gentleman. Gentleman is not ordinary designation. Everyone use that word for gentleman. Good morning, gentleman. But actually, gentleman means he is not cruel. Srila Prabhupada example gave a nice example. That when I was in Calcutta, there was one man. He was cutting the throat of a chicken. And the chicken was, because it's half cut, the neck is cut, Lot of blood was coming out of the chicken's neck. And then the chicken was jumping up and down because it was half dead and half alive. Half part cut, you know, like someone cut the hand, you are not dead all straight away. You know? So the chicken throat was cut, lot of blood was coming out, and Jipper was jumping up and down. And the guy was laughing loudly. But his son was standing by, he was crying. Because children are always innocent. So he was crying. So the guy asked the son, why are you crying? What for? You have to learn all this tactic. He was teaching the children on the wrong path. Prabhupada used that word cruel 5 times. He said, cruel, 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 cruel. Imagine how cruel it is. Just imagine how much Srila Prabhupada would have been hurt by this simple incident. He was so merciful, so generous, so gentleman, that even the small chicken, someone was hurting and he couldn't see that one. That is called gentleman. This is one of the, as a devotee, we have to develop 26 qualities of the devotee. And the gentle is one of the qualities. And that anyone can develop if you become a gentle, not gentleman. All over the world, in the name of religion, we keep fighting. I attack non-version, another attack my nation. You know, in the nature's name of religion. Otherwise, in Isopanishad, first sloka, you know, Isha Vashramidam Sarvam. Very nice sloka. Whatever you are, just satisfy whatever is given by Krishna, satisfy them. Don't encroach upon others' property, land, money, wife. Like Ravana. Ravana, why the Ramchandra attacked Lanka? Because Ravana was very nasty person, very envious person of Sita Devi. Rather than pay the obeisances to Mother Sita, what he did? He kidnapped Sita. And that was the only reason Lord Ramchandra attacked Lanka. There is no other reason. He didn't want to kingdom even. He was Atmaram. He was personality of Godhead. He didn't want to kingdom. Even when he got the kingdom, what he did? He gave to Vibhishan. He didn't want to enjoy it. That is called Krishna's devotee. Unnecessarily, you don't encroach upon others' property. And there won't be any war then. You just stay happily satisfied in your kingdom. I satisfy here. And then chant the holy name of the Lord every day. That is the aim of human life. Otherwise, some people like Kaivalya, last word is Kaivalya Patiye Namaha. Monies. What they do? They don't believe Atma and Paramatma. Usually we have Atma and Paramatma in all visions body. There are two. One is your own soul and Paramatma sitting in the heart as witness. Whatever you do, he's a witness. And then according to that record, you get your next body. Right? And either heavenly planet or on the earth planet where we are, or you can go anywhere you like, or hellish planet. Everything is recorded. Devotee, that's why devotee always engage in Navda Bhakti. There is no chance of falling down then. Navda Bhakti, what are Navda Bhakti? What is Navda Bhakti? 9 kind of Bhakti, what is it? Sravana? Kirtana? Sravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Pada Sevana Dasyarim Pujana Sakhijana Atmanivedana Govinda Dasaya Vilasarim Bhajahure Mana Srinanda Nandana Abhaya Charana Ravindari. My dear mind, you worship the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Why? You engage yourself in this Navda Bhakti. Sravana, what you are doing now? Listening. Krishna has given the ear, so you listen. Because if you don't listen this discourse, you listen Gramya Katha, village or city talk, where everything is going on, all the different thing. Nothing to do with Krishna or Vishnu. Everything else, but nothing except Vishnu and Krishna. That is your Gramya Katha. And then, Sravana Kirtana. If you're happy, then Kirtana. You do the chanting, you do the japa, kirtana, sankirtana, nagar sankirtana. If you are so happy, nagar sankirtana is important. Srila Prabhupada used to love that one. The people, devotees should go outside and chant outside. Even the, Srila Prabhupada said, even the insect or animal, they will hear this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. in their heart, Krishna sits in the heart, they give the intelligence and they remember their last life. They will regret for this life. Because and the soul is trapped in the other body, even if they want to join the Sankirtan, they can't join. Like if the soul is trapped in the dog body, dog has only two business, eat the stool and bark. So if you are in the dog body, what else do? You can't worship Krishna. That's why in the human form of life, Sramana, Kirtana, Smarana, Vandana, Pada Sevana, Pujana, Sakhi Jana, and Atma Divedana, completely surrendered to Krishna. That anyone can do it. Srila Prabhupada said that anyone in the whole part of the world can worship Krishna. There is not a single poor man who cannot worship Krishna. Krishna has given you enough plenty of water. So Krishna said that, Prabhupada said that you take a glass of water, put the tulsi leaf and offer to me, to Krishna, and Krishna will accept it. But that doesn't mean you become a miser. If you have enough Lakshmi, then use that Lakshmi to get a nice flower, nice fruit, and offer to Krishna every day with the tulsi leaf. That is the aim of human form of life. Now, Srila Prabhupada, so many people used to write a letter to Srila Prabhupada. So I got two or three letters, very important, very nice letter. Usually, Srila Prabhupada always give the so many letters answer. So in this letter, Srila Prabhupada later wrote to Dina Dayal on 26th of May 1974. He's mentioned about Queen Kunti, Mother Kunti, and they relate to this lecture. So I added this one. You are a very good girl and a sincere devotee. Therefore, even though you are experiencing difficulty, you are remaining pure in Krishna consciousness and keeping faith in Krishna and the spiritual master. This faithfulness has pleased me very much. So many great devotees has to go under difficulties. Like the great example among women was Queen Kunti. Kunti, whose family life was perpetual danger. But because she was always thought of Krishna, she was saved. And that's why Kunti knew very well that how Krishna protect the Pandavas in the battlefield. All the time, any time Pandava had difficulty, although the Krishna was chariot driver, but he was there for them. And Krishna was protecting. Even he promised not to wake up, to pick up the weapon. At one time, when Bhishma Pitamah tried to hurt Arjuna, in the beginning Krishna didn't say anything, because he promised that I will not pick the weapon. But in the end, Arjuna was so badly hurt, the blood was coming out. And Bhishma Pitamah couldn't tolerate that one. So in the end, what he did? He took the broken wheel of a chariot and run towards the Bhishma Pitamah, because he is Bhakta Vatsal. When his devotee is in difficulty, he can't see that one. He broke his own promise. Just not for the sake of Bhishma Pitamah, only for his devotee, Arjuna. Just imagine what is the quality of Krishna. So there is another letter. There is a there is no question of your returning to your husband. He was remarried, and I also informed him when and where, when I was in Los Angeles last time, that he should keep his one wife, living perfectly and peacefully. You have got one child, so now make Krishna your husband and take shelter of our temple. Take spiritual instruction from your elder good brothers and sisters. Forget the past and the name and make the progress in Krishna consciousness without any material lamentation and hankering. Without any material hankering and lamentation. That is what old Kunti mother said. She knew that a lot of trouble in Pandava's life, but the prayers is important. That's why we should pray, nothing else. Difficulties might come, even in devotee's life, sometimes difficulty can come. But doesn't matter. That like after day, there is night. After night, there is day. It will come and go. Spring comes, summer comes, winter comes. It goes. the leaves fall down, and then again new leaves come. When the time comes, spring, new flower automatically come. So same in the when devotee's life, sometimes we experience difficulties, but you don't have to be afraid. As far as you know that Krishna is with me, no one can touch you. That firm faith you have to develop. That's why it's important. But then, false ego is no good. Because of false ego, Srila Prabhupada wrote one letter to Yamuna and Dinatarini. He said, this is a nice letter. He said, 13th of January 1976, Sita Devi, Mother Lakshmi, wife of Lord Ramchandra, went to live with Valmiki Muni in a cottage. Although she was a king's daughter and a king's wife, she preferred to live very humbly in the cottage of Valmiki Muni with two sons. What are the name of the sons? Sita Devi's two sons, what is the name? Love and Kush, right? And she was living in that one with them, in the absence of her husband, Lord Ramchandra. That should be the ideal example. Woman, when not with husband, must live very, very humbly and being simple. Otherwise, in the material world, people take advantage of you. That's why Srila Prabhupada, once you surrender, don't go away from ISKCON. So many God brothers, so many sisters, God sisters, you just mix with them and they take advantage of their knowledge. Because their knowledge is important. You know, in Chanakya Pandit, what he says in the Niti Shastra, it Rupa Yavana Sampana Vishal Kul Sambhavah. Rupa Yavana Vishal Kul Sambhavah. Vidya Hinana Sobhante Nirgandhaima Kim Sukah. Rupa Yavana Sampana Vishal Kul Sambhavah. Vidya Hinana Sobhante Nirgandhaiva Kim Sukah. That persons born in high families, right? And endowed with beauty and youth, will not appear complete if they are devoid of knowledge. Just as the beautiful flowers of the kimsuk, the tree, do not appear attractive if they are devoid of fragrance. Beautiful, like we call it keshudo. Perhaps you know keshudo. Very beautiful flower. Very nice. Like this time, it will grow. Only once in a year, before the holy and before the Gaur Purnima, that is the time. Beauty, whole year nothing happened. But this time it will come beautiful, it looks so good. Shiny color, like goldish color, shiny. But there is no smell inside. So people don't care. They don't take it and offer to Krishna or Vishnu because there is no fragrance. The same message, Chanakya Pandit says, Rupa Yavana, you are very beautiful, you are very handsome. You got all the youth. You got a lot of wealth, everything. But how long it will stay? Like these people, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Gopal Bhattu Swami, they had everything. All the riches, strength, everything was there at their hand. But they left everything. Why? Nibhruta Gunavruttiye. At one time you have to leave everything anyway. So why not only? When you know that my body is getting old now. And sometimes when you go to preaching, you know, sometimes Prabhuji, this is too early. I have to earn a lot of money now. They come, you know, so supply all the necessities to my family. But Krishna is there. You work, that doesn't mean don't work. You work, at the same time you depend on Krishna. And Krishna will fulfill all your desires. Like in Vrindavan, or Vrindavan, what happened that when the Indra got upset, there was heavy rain for not one day, 2 days, 3 days, not many, many days. And the Vrindavan Vasi, all the gopas, gopis, what they were depend on Krishna. And they approached Krishna, that Krishna suggested, what shall we do now? We stop this worship of, no? You and we have started worshiping Govardhan, and now see the result. We are really in difficulty, what shall we do? And Krishna said, don't worry. He lifted the Govardhan hill. The single hand, single man. No, he don't want Atma Ramaya. He is completely satisfied, shantaya, gentle. Don't want anyone help or anything. Just single-handed, with his fingers, little finger, with the left hand. Usually right hand very powerful than left hand. With the left hand, with the last finger, very weak, and still it paid whole Govardhan. Why? Bhakta Vatsal, Krishna's devotee. So when you are in difficulty, just pray to Krishna like Kunti Mother. When you pray to Krishna, all the difficulties go away. Otherwise, there is no other thing. That's why there is another letter. You see that life, Srila Prabhupada wrote one letter to Aditya Dasi on 4th of September 1976. When he says that spiritually, everyone is equal. No difference between man, woman, boy, girl, no difference whatsoever. Right? Is equal. But materially, women cannot be given sannyas. Because this year, in the GBC, they want to discuss this issue, sannyas issue to women. So I chose this one. He said that, so spiritually, everyone is equal. But materially, women cannot be given sannyas. But you should not be bothered. As you are serving on the spiritual platform. You are already serving on the spiritual platform. And according to scripture, women cannot be given sannyas. And in India, there is a lot of thing going on now. So many big, big organizations, they are against us. They say, no, you cannot give sannyas to ladies. Okay, they can, but they can do so many other things. Here Srila Prabhupada said, they can, as far as they engage in spiritual activity, that is enough for them. For the liberation, whatever you want, you can get it. But sannyas, Srila Prabhupada wrote this one, so later, 4th September 1976. You know? So, Krishna devotee or GBC, they are not envious of women. We respect everyone. But then we have to follow the Guru Parampara. Swayambhu Narada Sambhu Kumara Kapilo Manu Prahalado Janago Bhismo Balir Vayasaki Vayam. This 12 Mahajana. And whole disciplic succession, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, you know, 4 Sampraday, all other Sampraday. If we start this new system, they'll be against us. At the moment, we can go to temple, they can come to our temple. Our devotee go to collect the donation from their followers. We can. But if you do, if the GBC decide, then there'll be big problem for us. Who are we to, you know, advise GBC? They are highly powerful people. But Srila Prabhupada said that one. Very highly qualified people there. We never underestimate them. Whatever they will do, they will do good for the ISKCON in the long term. And it should be like that. Because after all, we have to preach all over the world. Because there is, you know, last word is Kaivalya Pati Namaham. And not just one group. There are so many other groups as well. This is at Kaivalya Pati Namaham. Only one. But there are so many, some like Nirakarvadi, Sunyavadi. They don't believe in God whatsoever. And we have to go and preach them. Now we already have enough enemy. If you make more enemy, then where we'll go? Okay, we depend on Krishna. Our prayers are there. But at the same time, we have to do practical as well. And this is the way to be practical. We can't become crazy and just start our own way. We have to follow, respect all the religion. We respect even the little land. Trunadapi sunichena, tarorapi sahasuna, amanena mandena, kirtaniya sadahari. You have to respect everyone. Move on, man, girl, boy, anyone. But then, become sober man, gentleman. No cruelty towards animals, towards other living beings. And only in that case, we can worship Lord Krishna. As far as, if you have material, you know what you call sense gratification, according to the mode of goodness, passion, ignorance, then you can't worship. With a dirty mind, dirty heart, you cannot worship Krishna. Your heart must be pure. With a pure heart, you can worship Krishna. Sometimes people say that in lot of discrimination in India, some people not allowed in the temple. But it's not that, because of that bad habit. If the alcoholic man come here, what he will do? That's why. First of all, Harijan, everyone is Harijan. Hari means Lord Krishna, Narayan, Vishnu. Harijan, everyone. But you have to leave aside all the bad habit. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. And then you can come to temple worship. And Srila Prabhupada did that. First he trained them. All the leave bad habit, and now you can flourish. So many all over the world people becoming Brahmin class. Why not? Anyone can, if they develop the quality, anyone can become a professor, teacher, doctor. When you go on the operation theater, You don't ask doctor, what is your surname? You just lie down on the table. Right? So that's why it's important. And anyone, any part of the world can dedicate his life or her life for Krishna consciousness. And like Kunti, always humble and pray to Krishna. These prayers are important. Guru Puja is important. Tulsi Puja is important. You see, Mahaprasada Janani, Sarva Saubhagya Vardhini, Adi Vyadi Hare Nityam, Tulsi Twam Namastute. Srila Prabhupada introduced Tulsi Puja. Why? That why you don't suffer from the poverty. Mahaprasada Janani, Sarva Saubhagya Vardhini. It increases everyone's good fortune. Adi Vyadi Hare Nityam. Adi Vyadi Upadi. Everything Tulsi Devi, when worship, take away. And that's why we have to worship Tulsi Maharani. It's not ordinary plant. There are so many other beautiful plants. But Srila Prabhupada introduced according to Padma Puran. There are 18 Puran. If you are intelligent, you take advantage of the Puran. And then make your life successful. And as Kunti said, prayers is most important. Any part of the world, anyone can pray. Even the little child can pray. Pay the obeisances. Give one flower to Krishna, one apple, one banana to Krishna. And then your life will be successful. Hare Krishna, I think time is up. Any question, comment? Sri Radha Gokula Ananda ki. Sri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki. Sri Gaur Nitai ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol. Thank you so much, everybody.